KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a cloudy sky. It's 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look for cloudy skies here today with light rain this afternoon, a high of only 48. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Council Bluffs Police Department reports a Nebraska man was arrested early this morning for theft in the second degree in connection with the recovery of a stolen vehicle. 29-year-old Terry Eddy of Omaha was arrested following a traffic stop just after 2:30 a.m. in the 2600 block of Avenue B in Council Bluffs. Uniformed patrol officers located a stolen 1998 Honda Accord traveling westbound on Avenue B and made a coordinated traffic stop before taking Eddy into custody without incident. Authorities say the vehicle he was driving had been reported stolen out of Omaha on Wednesday. A man from Missouri was being treated for undisclosed injuries at a hospital in Clarinda Wednesday following a search for a stolen vehicle that was first reported to have been involved in an accident. 27-year-old Corey Evan Langdon of Mound City, Missouri, was located by the Montgomery County K-9 units following a lengthy search of the area. The search began after the Page County Sheriff's Office was notified at around 10:20 a.m. Wednesday that a stolen vehicle, a 1999 Ford Ranger pickup, had been northbound on Highway 71, turned east onto Highway 2, entered a cornfield, and rolled over. The occupant was allegedly seriously injured. The call came into PageCom dispatch from a law enforcement agency in Holt County, Missouri. Holt County officials received the call from the relative of the person who had allegedly been in the vehicle. Personnel from the Clarinda Fire Department, Clarinda EMS, Clarinda Police Department, and the Page County Sheriff's Office then began a search for the vehicle, which was found north of Clarinda off Highway 71, just north of 170th Street, and about 15 yards into the field, stuck in a mud. The vehicle had not been involved in an accident. K-9s from Montgomery County were sent to assist in the search by Montgomery County Sheriff Joe Sampson on the request of Sheriff Palmer. A several-hour plate search of the area was conducted. It's unknown how long the vehicle had been stuck in the field prior to the PageCom receiving the information, but it is assumed, authorities say, that prior to sunrise, due to the conditions and information gathered from area residents, there was no word on whether any charges had been filed in connection with the incident. Montgomery County Sheriff Joe Sampson says Montgomery County Crime Stoppers paid a reward to a person or persons associated with a tip that resulted in the arrest of a suspect wanted on numerous charges. Crime Stoppers actively followed up on the proceedings that led to the arrest of the suspect involved in an incident that took place in Stanton in December of 2016. Sheriff Sampson says Montgomery County Crime Stoppers thanks the individuals and law enforcement agencies involved and further requests that all citizens of Montgomery County call 1-888-434-2712 if they see any and all suspicious activity or if they have any information relative to current or ongoing investigations. When you call that toll-free number, you and your tip or information will remain totally anonymous. You're connected to an operator who takes down your information for issuing you a special ID number. You'll then be instructed to call back into the Crime Stoppers line with your ID number to receive updates on the case. A special prosecution, or rather a successful prosecution resulting from your information, may result in a cash reward, which will also be handled on an anonymous basis. A Red Oak man, who'd been arrested early Monday morning on assault and obstruction of emergency communication charges, was arrested again Wednesday evening for violating a protective order. Red Oak police say 28-year-old Zachary Burks of Red Oak was arrested at around 6:45 p.m. and was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. 38-year-old Kevin Staley of Red Oak was arrested just after 6 p.m. Wednesday in Red Oak on a Page County warrant for probation violation. Staley was brought to the Page County Jail, where bond was set at $2,000. At the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office's 27-year-old Eduardo Monreal Robles of Elliott was arrested just before 7 p.m. Wednesday in Elliott on a Montgomery County warrant for failure to appear in court on a driving while suspended charge. Monreal Robles was being held at Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. In our funeral announcements, Garnet Stribe, age 97, of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Garnet Stribe will be today at 10 o'clock at the Presbyterian Church in Manning. OD Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Gene Wagner, age 91, of Clarinda, has died. Funeral services for Gene Wagner will be today at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Clarinda. Walker Merrick Funeral Home of Clarinda has the arrangements. Teresa Sawyer, age 81, of Carroll, died Sunday at Regency Park in Carroll. A massive Christian burial for Teresa Sawyer will be today at 1 o'clock at Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home of Carroll has arrangements. Marlene Boothman, age 77, of Harlan, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Marlene Boothman will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Marion Martin, age 86 of Harlan, died February 11th in Council Bluffs. A memorial service for Marion Martin will be tomorrow at 4 o'clock at the Little Flower Haven Chapel in Erling. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Naomi Noni Barks, age 82 of Panora, died Tuesday at Panora Specialty Care. Funeral services for Noni Barks will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Panora United Methodist Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. James Earl Beck, age 73 of Manning, died Monday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for James Earl Beck will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Leland Johnson, age 93 of Greenfield, died January 9th at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Memorial services for Leland Johnson will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Elmer Wegeman, age 92 of Harlan, died February 3rd. A massive Christian burial for Elmer Wegeman will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ted Wickman, Jr., age 86 of Atlantic, died February 16th in Florida. A memorial service for Ted Wickman, Jr. will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Troy Bomstead, age 50, of Roanoke, Virginia, and formerly of Irwin, died Saturday. Memorial services for Troy Bomstead will be Friday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. That's up March the 3rd, and Friday, that is. And Richard Schilberg, age 67, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at Thomas Rest Haven. Funeral services for Richard Schilberg are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.